This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Beer!
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers.
The Radio.com app is the official new home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone.
I have their app on my phone, and so, like, I listen to them all when I'm getting ready and then when I'm driving into work.
Powered by Quaker Steak & Lube, you're locked into the Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
Rocks.
What is this, a Major League Baseball game? Hurry up already. Golly bummers. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Monday. It is good. I'm right now in between commercials. You mean to pull the curtain back and tell you what's going on behind the scenes?
Uh-uh.
I'm doing my brackets.
Yeah, you're doing the brackets?
For the 2019 March Bracket Challenge.
Yeah, man.
It's a mouthful.
Did mine this morning. I'll go back several times between now and Thursday morning and change stuff.
Right.
We were talking to, I was talking to Dave, and I was talking to Buster.
Mm-hmm.
And, we want to thank them for having a hand in this whole thing. Each round has prizes.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fill out yours at 933theplanetrocks.com. There's all kind of prizes on this thing, man. Gift cards.
Yeah.
Dates with Paige. Not on there.
Oh.
I tried.
No, that's not one of the prizes. There's a bunch of prizes. There's all kind of stuff you can win.
Yeah.
And bragging rights.
And, well, that too, of course. And you get to set your display name, which I'm trying to have some fun with, but I don't want to lose my job.
Yeah.
Trying to have some fun with the display name. It's like your fantasy name or whatever, you know?
You want them to know who you are, though, right?
Do I?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Then, yeah. Then I do.
Who you got winning, Fatbo?
I picked mine. Michigan State.
You got Michigan State win? Yeah. Man, Michigan State's always good in the tournament.
Sparty.
Always good in the tournament. You think anybody can beat Zion, though?
Zion College?
No,
Williams. Yeah, because Duke always slips up.
Yeah, but Zion, though, is like so on another level of basketball.
I'm surprised
he came back. Didn't just go to the NBA.
Hey, have you seen anybody as good as Zion come up since LeBron?
Nah, I can't really think of anybody.
He's like that level good.
Yeah, all right, so did you pick Duke to win then, Jim?
No, I never do.
Well, hell.
I think I got North Carolina.
He just found out who you picked, but notice he didn't tell you who he picked.
I think he picked Seton Hall.
No. Wofford to win. No, I
thought about that.
Wofford.
I always
win a prize anyway. Why the hell am I putting so much effort into it, Mark?
It's not even that I'm especially that big a fan of theirs, but I always wind up with the Tar Heels winning the damn thing.
I'm going to pick Iowa just to brown nose Mark a little bit since I just said that.
Yeah, I like it. And the big boss, that's where all of
this. Do they have a basketball team?
Yeah, that's where the big boss went to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Trying to double brown nose, are you?
That's right.
Yeah.
It's hard to do. It really is. So go to 933theplanetrocks.com and get your bracket filled out. You got like 3 days to do it.
Yeah, get signed
up. I would suggest doing it now
before
it sells out. And it's free, so hurry. What was the other thing? Oh, yeah. You know how I remember one of the first things Knight and I had, besides wrestling, when we first became friends, is we shared a story that both our mothers lied to us about. And science has proven it was a lie, in case they're both listening.
Yeah.
About running in the house when they're making a cake. That they said the cake would fall.
Yeah, exactly.
Remember, they would say, don't run in the house. You know, don't run with scissors always, but don't run in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll make the cake fall.
Yep.
The irony there is amazing. I mean, really. If I had kept running and not eating the cake, I might not have been diabetic. Now, the house would have collapsed, sure.
Oh, boy.
I think that was the true thing behind it. Not that the cake would fall, but that we lived in a mill house, and I was a 160-pound fifth grader who was bouncing around the house. making, you know, sconces and stuff fall off the walls. But it was to protect the cake.
Yes, yes.
So I was talking to, hold on, I did write his name down in my phone. I talked to a P1 yesterday who was, he brought up that very fact about the running in the house making the cake fall. He said, we were sharing stories about, not that they were outright lies that our parents told us, but, you know, cute little things. You know, the cute little stories that parents tell you.
Okay, the lies.
Why did I have to write this down? P1 long thumbs. All right, so I was always told as a kid, don't eat in the bed because Mama Cass, right? She was eating a ham sandwich and ended up choking on it.
Oh, gosh.
Now, the truth about it is, sure, you don't want to eat while you're laying down, especially when you're a 160, 150-pound fifth-grade boy, mm-hmm. like I was.
Should have put both feet on the scale.
I should have. No, at that point, I wasn't filled out all the way.
No.
I think the truth of the matter is Mary didn't want to have to get crumbs out of the bed and all that stuff. I mean, that was the truth. But they would use the Mama Cass thing. So P1 Long Thumb said that his parents told him not to eat in the bed because if he went to sleep, he would turn into a snake.
Turn into a snake.
And he believed that up until he got into middle school, till he told a friend, and then he told all the other friends, and what do you know? Son of a gun's being bullied because his parents told him he'd turn into a snake if he ate in the bed.
Yeah. He might need to get tested.
Yeah.
What, for mental stability?
He might, yeah.
Well, when you're told stuff as a kid, you're highly impressionable. I mean, with everything.
You are?
You're going to turn into a snake?
You know, look.
Well, it can happen.
It slowly unravels the older you get, mm-hmm. but certain things, maybe you don't mention it to your friends.
Yes.
Like, you know, the whole you'll go blind.
Yes.
That thing.
Yeah. I never was told too many things like that, but I think my parents knew better with me. Because I was as questioning then as I am now.
Like what? Give me an example. Like the running in the house thing, you fell for that, or at least you made believe.
Well, I knew. I mean, I was aware of that. Yeah, if you run in the house, you'll make the cake fall. But I think that's one of those where they believed it, too. It's not that they knew they were lying. Like, I heard all kind of silly things growing up. But I just, looking back on it now, I think most of the stuff I heard was stuff that my parents or grandparents or whoever actually believed it. They're just superstitious things that got passed down. They all just believed them, whatever it was.
Like your grandma could tell when it was going to rain?
Yeah.
My grandma could, and she said it was her bones.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's arthritis.
Yeah, but is that, I mean...
No, broke an ankle, and I still can't tell if it's going to rain.
Okay, let me know, though, if your ankle starts twitching.
If it's damp in it, you still kind of have pain from it. I have it in my leg.
And you know when it's going to rain because of the way your leg's twitching?
No. You don't know. You can't...
So it's not real?
No.
Yeah. When it gets real cold, my knees and ankles let me know I'm getting older.
Okay, but that's not a predictive thing or anything.
Cold and it hurts.
And my mom would always, I never chewed my fingernails because my mom would tell me if you chew your nails, you're going to get worms from it.
Yeah. Yes, that was the other one. you never heard that one?
No.
Yeah.
Look at my fingernails. No.
I buy mine all the time. Don't get any worms.
Worms would grow in your stomach?
Yes.
That's what they would. So then you're probably thinking that you go... If you're going to go fishing, start biting your fingernails off.
Grow worms.
To have some bait.
Stick a hand in the water.
Of course, this is coming from a kid, fat boy, who thought hired killers, again, not a pet extermination service, but there to actually kill someone.
Yeah, because the guy was a sub, and that's all he had written on the car. He didn't have any pictures of any bugs or anything.
72341, CarolinaVaporMill.com text line. So many people were told they were going to turn into a snake.
Really?
I figured the Mama Cass story would have been a bigger one. Like, maybe I'm just different. I think it is post-baby boomers. Because post-baby boomers, baby boomers were just saying what their parents told them, right? Like, you could go to the library and look it up, but who had the time?
Yeah.
Now it's like Google, oh, yeah. Oh, so that was BS. Mm-hmm. We instantly find out.
This is a good text we just got. Old 72341. Carolina Vapor Mill text line. Now, this is not... You know, trying to make kids act right. It's just somebody just being mean to his kids. It's funny, though. I tell my kids video games rot their brains. Then to prove my point, I clean their ears and tell them the wax is melted brains that ran down and out their ears.
Oh. Tell them when they graduate high school or something, the opposite, so they don't go on thinking that.
Yeah.
God bless.
Yeah.
This is great. When I was a little girl, I wouldn't eat beef, but I loved chicken. So my mom told me that beef was actually brown chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, because it comes from brown eggs.
Oh, is that the way it works?
Yeah.
Yeah, Fat Boy's taking your calls. 1-800-774-0093. Man, I'd never heard the snake before yesterday, and apparently that was the way. Now, this one, that's a great one. My mom would say if I turned the lights on and off real fast, it would cause... Well, that's not what I thought. He says he was told that it'd cause lightning to strike the house and burn it down. I was always told it'd short-circuit the lights and cause a fire.
Yeah, I was told it would cause a fire, too.
But is that true?
It's something every kid goes through, flipping the lights. Just buy a strobe lights, all right?
My daddy also said if you saw somebody riding without their lights on, not to flash their lights at lights at them.
Everybody was terrified of that.
Yeah, they'll turn around and kill you.
They'll turn around and kill you.
They're looking for somebody to do that so they can go kill somebody. For
like, I think that one followed me into my 20s.
Yes.
Like, I would oh, you don't have your lights on? So be it. I'm not going to tell you. Yes. You might be that gang that my daddy always told me about. That drives around waiting on someone to flash their lights. Ah! You told me to be safe. We're gonna lynch you now. God bless.
Here's a lady texting in. I think it's a lady. Yeah, her parents told her if she ate all her mushrooms, her boobs would grow.
Oh, my gosh.
What a weird thing to say to your child.
That's kind of like spinach. If you eat spinach, you're going to grow muscles, right?
Yeah, you know, leafy greens good for you. You need to eat them.
Rise, guys. My mom told us that if the ice cream truck was playing music, it meant they were out of ice cream. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Your mom's mean.
Go to the box where she keeps all the Mother's Day cards and burn them all.
Goodness.
What a awful way to rear your child.
What a rib. They're all out.
It meant that they were all out. It was their way to alert everybody.
Yeah, man. Yeah, if my dad wanted me to act right, he'd just say, And he had that certain way of saying, knock it off. And when he'd say, knock it off, I thought he was cussing when I was a little kid.
Little Jimmy.
He was just saying, knock it off. But, I mean, with the tone of, like, angry man cussing.
Wow.
But, man, there's,
Let's go to P1J Clown on line one. 1-800-774-0093. J Clown, good morning.
Morning.
So you're the guy that Fatboy was reacting to off the air here. What is your story?
When I was little, we grew up in Seneca and Westminster.
I'm sorry.
And we would go to Clemson to visit, you know, and eat out sometimes. And because I've seen the big old tiger paws everywhere, my mom said if we acted up, me and my sister, that a big tiger would come up and get us and take us away.
Paws on the road. Good Lord. How old were you?
I know. I am 30.
I meant when your mama told you about this big giant
tiger. I was like 5, and I think my sister was like 3.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's believable at that
point. Oh, gosh.
But yeah, we were little redneck kids, and she'd get mad at us. She goes, if y'all keep acting up, that tiger's going to come and snatch you up.
God bless. She didn't have a belt, and you didn't have a daddy. Golly.
She's trying to eat out.
I'm sorry. Well, listen.
Oh, no, it's fine.
J Clown, thank you, sir. Great story. Tell your kids the same. Pass it on.
All right.
All right, see you later. He knew. I mean, there was no good. He had kids. Of course.
Oh, my goodness.
When you call in as an adult, I just assume you have children to this show. Let's go to Curtis on line two. Curtis, good morning, Curtis.
People's parents are messed up.
Morning, guys. Love y'all. Been listening for a long time.
Oh, well, it's good to hear from you, man. How you been?
I've been good. I was calling about the whole feeling the weather change. Mm-hmm. I've broken every finger in my hand at least 3 times apiece, and from doing that, I've developed arthritis in my hands, and I can really tell when it's fixing to rain. And I asked a doctor one time what caused it, and turns out what causes you to actually feel the weather change is the atmospheric pressure.
Really?
There's a change when it goes to rain, the atmospheric pressure changes.
I see.
And that's what causes the aches and the pains.
Now, the bigger question here, how have you broke every finger at least 3 times?
Yeah,
are you
I'm curious about
a fighter or what?
A little bit of everything. I was just a wild-ass little country boy.
I got you.
Okay.
I got you.
I've broken them fighting. I've broken them hitting walls. I've broken them wrestling.
You've broken them every way.
Yeah, any way you could think of, I've broken them.
Yeah. All right, Curtis. Stay safe, please.
I know.
Be careful, Curtis.
Stop hitting things.
All right, see you, Curtis.
I do my best. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you.
I think we can think of some ways.
It's going to rain.
Right?
Let me put my fingers in there.
This one's great.
You have to finger the atmosphere to find out what it's going to be like.
This one is strong. Y'all, when I was 4, my dad was in a hurry to leave one time and told me pretty girls didn't poop. I believed it for a couple weeks at least. B1, Allie K.
What'd she do? She just held it in?
I guess.
Damn.
I don't know.
But a high schooler girl thought the same thing.
Really?
That first one's going to be rough.
Golly. I know. Oh, man.
I don't want to be around.
Don't tell either kid that, boy or girls, but especially little girls. God. Ashley's in Lincolnton, North Carolina. Lucky you. Good morning, Ashley.
Good morning.
You got a crazy story your parents told you?
Well, kind of. So you guys were saying that if you flashed your lights at someone, they would chase you down and shoot you for gang initiation.
Yes.
I grew up in South Florida, and that happened to us. We were at home, and my dad flashed his lights at somebody who had their lights off, and they chased him down to our house, and there was a shootout in our front yard.
Good Lord. What age were you?
I'm sorry, what?
How old were you when this happened?
Oh, I don't know, maybe 15. Oh. And I'm 28 now, so it was a long time ago.
Damn. Wow, I was going to say maybe you're the reason the whole thing started, but no.
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 Wow.
Well, it was crazy.
I'm glad you survived, though.
Oh, yeah, we did. It was just, it's a crazy story we can tell now.
Your phone might have got shot.
Your phone got shot, I think. Thank you, Ashley. Have a good morning. What is happening with cell phones? We're supposed to be in the most technologically advanced time of history.
Mm-hmm.
And all the phone calls.
I broke all my fingers. What's going on?
I don't get it. All right. We're going to take a break. Do you want to do the game next?
If you want to, we can do the game.
All right, we'll do the game next. 1-800-774-0093. We've got tickets to see the Black Keys. They're going on tour, Jim.
Yeah, they are, man. They'll be coming to Atlanta November 9th, State Farm Arena.
Yeah, I'm going to go to that concert. Are you going to go to that concert?
Atlanta.
I've put in a request.
Well, no guarantees yet. We want to go to that concert.
Yeah.
You'll be able to go next. 1-800-774-0093.
Now back to Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:35. The Black Keys, they dropped a new song the other day called Lo-Hi.
Yeah, Lo-Hi.
Which is real good.
It's a fun tune.
And they're going out on tour, and they will be in Atlanta. What is the date on that?
November 9th.
November 9th?
Yeah.
Now you tell me.
Saturday.
Saturday, November 9th. We have tickets to give away. 1-800-774-0093. To win tickets to the Black Keys, let's all get ready to name that black. That's right. Name that black for Black Keys tickets.
Mm-hmm.
We'll describe something or someone famous with the word black in the name.
Yes.
You will have to scream your name if you know that one. And best of five will win two tickets to see the Black Keys.
It's going to be fun. Right. It's going to be a fun game. Going to be a fun concert.
All right. Let's meet our... Paige, how do you say contestants in French?
Contestants.
Contestants. Thank you. Michael in Spartanburg's online, too. Hey, Michael.
How you doing?
Doing well, sir. You like the Black Keys? You'd like to go see them?
Yes, sir.
All right, fantastic. Well, you will unless Jeremy from Greer has something to say about it. Hey, J. Remy.
How you doing?
Good, sir. You?
I'm great.
All right. Are you both ready to win these tickets?
Yes, sir.
There can only be one.
Absolutely.
All right. So I will describe a person or a thing with the word black in the name, and then you will scream your name when you know it. You won't get any points taken away for losing. But best of five wins the tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Best of five is three.
Yeah, best of five is best three out of five.
All right, here we go. Do you both understand?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go. Number one in Name That Black. Band from Akron, Ohio, known for the song Lonely Boy. We're going to say goodbye to both of you.
Yeah, neither one of you.
We have to. We have to keep the integrity of the game. We say goodbye to both contestants.
We do. We do.
Paige? A band from Akron, Ohio, for Black Keys tickets. Uh-huh. A band from Akron, Ohio, known for the song Lonely Boy.
Yes.
For Black Keys tickets. Name that black.
Is it a two-man band?
It is.
Is it the Black Keys?
It is the Black Keys, Paige. Golly. Sorry, guys.
Now we need another one for the game, huh?
We do.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I got you on that.
I mean, crap.
Crap.
You going to get this? Oh, what is this Lonely Boy song they're doing? What?
I was thinking, man, it's too obvious if we do Lonely Boy. But then again,
no.
Never.
Mm-mm. Never fails to surprise me.
Sorry, guys. See, y'all should be apologizing to us.
I've never called to win a ticket to something that I didn't want to go to or that I didn't even know what it was.
Yeah. If you don't know who they are you going to drive to Atlanta to see them?
No. No.
Yeah.
No. All right, let's meet our new contestants in an all-new game. Oh, legendary P1s nonetheless. Let's go to line three. It's P1 Nanya. Good morning, Nanya.
Good morning.
You're aware of the Black Keys and Lonely Boy and where they're from and all that, so you're ready to go, right?
Yes, I was screaming Black Keys.
Everybody was. Along with P1 Miss Cakes was, too, I'd imagine. Right, Miss Cakes?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
A little ridiculous.
I was upset.
They should both be shamed out of their respective towns.
Oh, my goodness.
Truly, they should.
All right.
You dropped my call.
Name that black. Same rules, best of five, scream your name if you know this one. Here we go. This country singer had a hit with the song Killing Time.
Nanya.
Miss Cake.
Nanya was in first, right, mm-hmm. Judge Jimmy? Nanya? Yeah.
Clint Black.
It is Clint Black. Clint Black.
Clint Black.
Clint. No, I just left the L off for some reason.
I know.
It didn't go where you thought.
Oh, boy.
No.
He's in the gutter.
All right. See, thank God I'm not playing.
Usually you just leave the N out.
Judge Jimmy. Judge Jimmy would have not accepted that answer, I don't think.
Oh, all right. Boy.
So the scoreboard says what, Flobo? It's 1-0 P1 Nanya. All right. Okay. Here we go. Question number two is we play Name That Black for Black Keys tickets. Geezer Butler was in this band with Ozzy Osbourne.
Miss Cakes.
Miss Cakes?
Black Sabbath.
It was Black Sabbath. We got a tie game.
Oh, this is getting good.
It gets progressively harder, though. It really does.
We should never take the first two contestants. We should always wait.
I agree with that. All right, here we go. Name That Black. We have a tie game. Question number three. Chadwick Boseman played this superhero in a movie.
Miss Cakes.
Miss Cakes for the 2-1 score.
Black Panther.
What is Black Panther? Yeah!
All was right. A Black Shazam. That's not.
There was not a Black Shazam.
Mm-mm.
No, not at all. But one day. One day. All right. Nine is now getting ready to hand me the rest of the list for.
Yeah, I have one to replace the one we burned up.
All right. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
All right.
And Miss Cakes up 2-1.
Miss Cakes is up 2-1. All right. Our next one. Okay. Here we go. This band is from Atlanta, known for songs like She Talks to Angels, Jealous Again,
Nanya,
Nanya for the tie.
Black Crowes.
Was Black Crowes, that's right. We got a tie game.
This is getting good.
This is fantastic.
Yes.
All right. Who wants to go more, Nanya or Miss Cakes? Say right now.
Miss Cakes.
I heard Miss Cakes first. All right. I've already done that.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, I missed that one.
I thought I did.
I don't think you did.
Well, I got one ready to go in case.
Did Matt do that yet?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to go with that one then. This guy was in a comedic rock band before starring in such movies as Jumanji.
Nanya.
For the win, P1 Nanya.
Jack Black.
Yeah! I've never been so excited to end a game in my life.
Yeah.
Thank God.
I'm glad you did the question on that one because mine would have been. He's best known for playing Augie in the rollerblade movie Airborne from 1993, and nobody would have gotten it right.
That's right. That's right. Oh boy, oh boy. Well, P1 Nanya, you did it. Let's send you over to Stink Martindale, who's going to tell you what you want.
Well, congratulations, P1 Nanya. You're going to State Farm Arena in Atlanta on November 9th to see the Black Keys along with Modest Mouse.
Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank
Hold
you.
On. You're very welcome. Hold on, Fat Boy will get your information. I had one bonus one ready, but Fat Boy will be the only person that can name this one. Fat Boy.
Okay.
Name That Black. A fictional character from Days of Our Lives used to be married to Marlena.
John Black.
Yeah.
I'm going to Black Keys.
Follow the Rise Guys on Twitter at 933ThePlanet. Tweet that. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet
just rocks.
What a sweet compliment to say that we are your coffee. Thank you.
That is very nice.
It is very nice.
People love coffee.
I know.
Well, like a drink or a colonic. People do those.
I'd take it either way.
We can be either one for you.
I'll be your morning suppository.
Mm-hmm. Book suppository.
By the way, the conversation earlier, I meant to say this during that, but the conversation earlier about lies that your parents tell you and you actually believe into your adult life or whatever.
Yeah.
I found out something yesterday that I thought was just a bunch of bull crap until I, thank God for Google, I found out it wasn't a bunch of bull crap.
What's
it was day four yesterday. Yesterday was Sunday, so Saturday.
Yeah.
I went to a coffee place. I'm not going to name it. It was Star Blanks, okay? I'll say that.
Nobody would know.
And as I was leaving with my coffee, I go up to the little, they have a little area set up where you can put honeys and all these various little gimmicks in it and all this stuff.
Need to add some milk and sugar to your milk and sugar, yeah.
That's exactly what I was doing, Jim. And I looked for the little cardboard sleeves, and I say to the barista, I say, hey, you know, can I get one of the cardboard sleeves?
Yeah.
And she said, oh, are we out of Zarf's? And I'm like, what? I was like, I don't know. I'm looking for the little cardboard sleeves for the thing because, you know, it's hot and I don't want my fingers to burn. She's like, yeah, Zarf's. And I was like, all right, this is a new millennial thing.
Yeah.
Where that, like, everything has to have a cute name or whatever.
Uh-huh.
A Zarf. So I was like, okay, weirdo. Yeah, I'll take a Zarf, please. For my coffee. I said it just like that. I need a Zarf, please, for my coffee.
Yeah.
I said it just like that. Come to find out, that's what they're called.
It's called a Zarf.
It's called a Zarf.
Zarf.
We got a bunch of those here.
Yeah, Zarf. We got a bunch of Zarfs.
We have more Zarfs than we have Zups.
We have no coffee cups, but a bunch of Zarfs.
A bunch of Zarfs.
Uh-huh.
Like, I literally, I guess everything has a name if you get down to it, but what do you, have you ever known that?
Like Zarf?
A Zarf?
No.
So it comes from, like, I forget, Arabic or something for envelope.
Okay.
So it's they pick it up from that. It's a Zarf.
You can use it for all kind of stuff, you know?
No.
Ones we got downstairs.
You could, not you. Hmm.
Stack them up.
Paper cuts, man.
It's Zarf.
Do you know, it says here a Zarf is a holder, usually of ornamental metal, for a coffee cup without a handle.
See?
Yeah, they used to be like, it'd be like this metal thing you'd put a coffee cup in.
Yeah. It's a Zarf.
Do you know what a tittle is?
Hmm?
I don't know if you can say that.
Yeah.
Spell it.
T-I-T-T-L-E.
Oh, like the great football player, Y.A. Tittle.
Yeah.
What Perry. Is a tittle?
Yeah. It's the dot over the I or the lowercase j.
Oh.
It has a name.
In
has
what?
A name. What?
Like, what's the word that has that in it?
That's just what you call the thing, the dot over the I or the lowercase j. It's called a tittle.
I thought that was an umbop.
It's not a, no, that's an umlaut.
Mm-mm.
Umbop. That's a song by Hanson.
Yeah.
Used to be on To Catch a Predator.
I know. Writes bad checks now.
Yeah. So, yeah, there's a word for everything, I guess.
That's but in school they would say put dot your I's, dot your J's. They never said dot your J's.
Uh-uh.
They never said dot your J's.
The only
you're supposed to put a tittle on it.
Well, now you know.
T-I-T-T-L-E.
Yeah. And they don't want to say that in school because you'll start giggling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You ever take two words like in your mind? Like, let's say the word, you can't think if something is good or great, and when you say grud.
Grud, yeah.
Like, do you ever talk about your nitties? I do that sometimes. When I combine nipple and the other word, I call them my nitties.
Yeah, you do.
God! I'm going to start now.
Like, there's like a path in your head, and when you're having a conversation with somebody, you're like, I don't know if I'm going to go that way with it or this way. And at the end of the conversation or the sentence, you're like, I got to commit, but I haven't yet. So those are my nitties.
Mm-hmm.
You have to sometimes. I did not know that, though.
That's
you know
tittle.
Now.
Put the tittle
you
on your now. J and put the freaking Zarf on your coffee cup.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to be walking around holding a hot cup.
I think you got ribbed. That was the joke. Who can we get to say this?
Look it up, dude. Nine just looked it up for you.
Yeah, it's a real thing.
The fingers of Google proved it to be true.
Mm-hmm.
Zarf.
Or does the internet want you to think that's what it is?
It's all a conspiracy.
No, maybe it is.
Half human, half pig
people. Well, that's quite fancier, the real Zarf.
Well, what are you looking at? Like medieval Zarfs where they're like made of...
I want a Zarf. Dang it. That's nice.
It's called a koozie.
Mm-hmm.
All
right. I mean, right? What does the word koozie mean? And who came up with it? Because it's stupid.
Some redneck.
That's
some
a koozie. It keeps a koozie.
Redneck. That's a redneck word, it sounds like.
Koozie. Yeah. Koozie. Are we going to get the history of koozie now?
Yes.
Here it comes. There's smoke coming from his fingers right now. Nine.
Well, koozie's just got to be some kind of brand name or something.
You think so? Like Kleenex?
Yes.
Oh.
It's a fabric or foam sleeve that is designed to thermally insulate a beverage container like a can or a bottle.
But where does the word come from, koozie?
Koozie is a coined, trademarked term. Yeah.
Koozie.
Let's see. It's been around. Koozie, the term, has been around since 1980.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
It's not named after the great Boston Celtic.
Well, they...
Bob.
The
Bob
company registered a trademark for koozie in 1980 and introduced the styrofoam can cooler in 1982.
Hmm.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure
out... Up north, we called koozies beer huggers. That's a good text. Sign your text messages. I don't know who sent that.
In Australia, they call it a stubby holder. Yeah.
Oh. That's great.
God bless America.
A stubby holder. That's what old guy with broken fingers has.
Paige, what does scrunchie mean in French?
Something that holds your hair.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Well, I'd be dad blame.
I know.
We've really learned a lot on today's show, and we got to know another hour's worth.
Like, yeah.
Paige taught us earlier about, what was the thing? Tentacle porn.
Uh-huh.
Learning about that. The word behind koozie, and now Zarf.
You know, maybe I think koozie's a redneck word because I've heard mainly rednecks say it. Because, you know, I hang out mainly with rednecks.
Yeah.
Well, what else would you say? Can jacket?
You know? Yeah, can jacket.
But it's at that point where somebody asks, hey, man, you want a koozie? I'm like, no, because it's called that.
That was the name of the mechanic on Dukes of Hazzard, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Koozie's Garage.
Been to the Koozie Museum in Gatlinburg. Yeah.
Now. Oh, I was thinking of Cooters.
Oh, yeah.
It really was.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. More Rise Guys still on the way for you. Morning, everybody. Koozie!
Hysterical.
They're the best, no doubt. If I do not call from New England, I'm in trouble.
The Upstate loves the Rise Guys. The Rise Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.